Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we continue our coverage of Pella Cross Country, our first in-season interview of the 2024 calendar season. Two races in so far, now three races, in fact, with the Gilbert Invitational this week, and then some big, big races coming up against some elite competition here with head coach Doug Cutler. And coach, wow, just what an incredible start for both the boys and girls. Coming off of the second place for the boys in the championship last year, we knew that there are some special athletes returning. We maybe didn't know, at least as a community, just how special until we've seen some races here. First of all, I imagine you've tried to wrap your head around it, a really special bunch that's out there for your boys and girls programs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're getting to display all the hard work and dedication that they've put in. I know from the outside it's got to look extraordinary. I've had the pleasure of getting to watch all the incremental small steps they've taken, and it adds up. So people who are kind of shocked by it are seeing these giant gains. I understand that perspective, but again, I'm just lucky enough that I get to see the small steps that they've taken. And when you take enough small steps, it looks like a giant leap if you don't get to see it as up close as I have. So it's a fantastic group of kids. It's a group of kids that just believe in each other, and they keep telling each other what they believe the next person is capable of. And there's this level of trust in each other of, you think I can do that? I can run that time? And someone will say, yeah, I think you can do that. And they'll say, okay, all right, well, then I'm going to try to do that because you believe in me. So when the kids are doing that to each other, I mean, that's been my job for 27 years, is to tell kids what I think they're capable of. And it's quite the battle for a coach sometimes to convince kids that, hold it, I'm not trying to create a fantasy world. I'm not trying to make you something that you're not. When kids are doing it for each other, and it's authentic and it's real and it's reasonable, they're not making up fairy tales or fantasy, it's a very powerful thing when kids just start to expect the best of one another, but also accepting each other for any failures, any challenges, any missteps. It's just a unique group of kids who are really accomplishing some great things together. The synergy is very real right now.
Well, we're going to start with individual talk, and then we'll get to team talk because it's all phenomenal stuff. Got to start with the headline. Marissa Farabee ran, I know it may have been a different course in state, but ran the fastest 5K ever recorded for an Iowa high school girl this past week at Gilbert or at Iowa State University. And I'm sure her sights are set on doing the same thing at Fort Dodge by the end of the year. We knew Marissa was special. She's the defending 3A champion, both track and cross country. And she's already one of, if not the greatest runners you've ever had the pleasure of coaching. And she's taken it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, she, incredible. Records are weird things in cross country. And, you really can't put the perspective that what I hope everyone gets a chance to do is just watch her run and just marvel at it. I mean, she runs so strong, so smooth. She's just grown in so many ways over the last 12 months. I always said last fall, she just kind of looked a little awkward at times as she was getting used to her new inches. Like, she'd grown quite a bit between freshman and sophomore year, and she kind of looked like a baby deer at times of not quite knowing her footing. And on the track, that really kind of came to fruition. I think we saw a precursor of where she was headed. I think that has even accelerated faster than people would have guessed. So, but she's doing extraordinary things, and I hope that people just take joy in watching what she can accomplish. I know that we did. I mean, Marissa herself, when she watched what Peyton Noe was doing a couple years ago, what Addison Dornkamp did last year, I mean, you're seeing this string of amazing young female runners in the state who are watching such brilliance and determination and skill, and then as soon as they see that, they kind of ask the question, why not me? Why couldn't I do that if I put in the work, if I put in the effort, if I, I get the sleep I'm supposed to? And they do the little things on top of the big things. It's really neat to see that dedication come to fruition. And, we'll see what she can do the rest of the year. I think it's going to be extraordinary. I have full confidence in what she can accomplish. And, I just hope other people enjoy it as well.
Well, and the crazy part about it, and I want to bring up this name in particular because I think her star is bright, but it's almost been outshone, at least to the public, by Marissa. Elsie Brenneman is beating 2023 Marissa Farabee at every turn. And if it wasn't for Marissa, Elsie would be the fastest in your program's history just through three races so far. A year ago, had to race her way onto varsity coach, and now she's arguably the second fastest runner in the entire state.
Yeah, it'd be really good. There's some fabulous runners at 3A, and we haven't gotten to see some of those teams. We haven't seen Lindsay Sonderman of Harlan. We haven't seen Berglund of Glenwood. There's some great runners. Again, I'm gonna leave someone out, and they're gonna not like that. But Elsie's running extraordinary. You know, she had an abbreviated track season due to some health issues last spring. What we saw in the shortened season that she was able to do definitely showed some promise, as she did a great deal of cross training this summer and really sort of dedicated herself to not doing too much too soon, of again looking for these small steps early in the summer. We started to see some results in the summer that were quite eye-popping of, this is working. She realized, hold it, if this is working, I can continue to do this and not necessarily again try to take these giant steps in my training. So again, just small steps, getting better and better every week, kind of gaining a little bit of volume, to the point now where she's putting in a great, you know, pretty good volume of work, and kind of now gaining that consistency, I think, especially that where she's starting to realize this is what I can do. This is who I am now. And yeah, it's amazing. You know, again, and we can talk about Marissa and Elsie. It's impossible not to recognize what the entire team is doing. I mean, on the home court, our home meet, we had seven girls at 20 flat or faster, and Caroline McMartin. Everyone knows Caroline McMartin.
All
if they
American.
Know Pella Cross Country. People can argue about course records and what they mean, but that central course has been very consistent for many years, and we've had some good weather days on it. Caroline's record was 19:48. We had six girls under that time. I mean, six girls running faster than Caroline McMartin did in high school is extraordinary. And again, it's that synergy of just, if you can do that, can I do it? Can I go with you? I believe you can go with me. And yeah, they're accomplishing great things. I mean, Reagan and Mara as seniors, to be taking the steps that they are to complement and to lead these younger runners, who some of them don't even know what they're capable of yet, is extraordinary.
Here, Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella cross country teams, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. And I was going to get to that point in just a moment. We'll switch to Canaan, and then we'll get really some team talk here before we jam-pack into the Heartland Classic. But Canaan, I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that he has competition across the state and really, really tough 3A, 4A, Canaan probably is doing all the things that Marissa's doing. We're just not seeing it as much. He's a defending champion. He just broke the 15-minute barrier at Iowa State this week. I mean, you've had two special athletes like this maybe in your entire coaching career, right? Coaches would love to have that. You have them on the same team, boys and girls.
Extraordinary. Yeah. Kanan, you know, he just continues to learn. He continues to work. He's always asking questions. He's always introspecting where he can improve, and he's not afraid to look at his weaknesses, which are very weak, but he's so analytical and thoughtful to what he does. It makes him so coachable, so humble, so willing to reveal what his weaknesses are or where he struggles at all, which you would think, most 16, 17, 18-year-olds who are doing what he's doing kind of usually think they're sort of God's gift to running. And he just doesn't see himself that way. He has such a good perspective of, I'm a high school kid who I can grow and I can learn and I can keep getting better. And so that's what he's doing. Like you said, though, the depth of elite runners in Iowa right now is just incredible. I mean, with Zuber and Merrick and Nauman and so many others, four boys broke 15 last night. You know, two at ISU and two at Marshalltown. I don't know that Iowa cross country has ever seen anything like that in one evening, let alone one evening.
It's pretty crazy. And then it gets us to the team conversation. So we'll stick with the boys. your 2 through 7 is as solid as maybe you've had in terms of choices for a long time. Not that others can't compete and they'll push a try to get on there, but a really solid group. It's been kind of up and down for some of those guys as they kind of figure out their place in the course, but guys like Caden Brown coming back from injury and some of your younger runners who are just learning the varsity side, to some of your veterans like Mason and Noah and Devin. Boy, another special team brewing here for the boys.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say they've had ups and downs. It's just a matter of they complement each other so well that there's not a fix 2 through 7. I mean, Kane is going to lead the way. I think everybody accepts that and kind of knows that he's the alpha. He doesn't think of himself that way, but everyone else on the team certainly does. And the other guys, they know they can just count on each other. They know that that 2 through 7 could be in any order at any time, and yet they're all under 1650, they're all breaking 17 every meet, whether it's the home course, whether it's now here at ISU. Again, we'll run the Heartland here soon. And if it weren't for what is probably historically...
I was trying to get my Discord open. Go ahead.
If it were not for what's probably a historically good Gilbert team, who's going to... I mean, I feel like we are close enough that they're going to have their A race, or we'll be... I think we'll be ready. Right now, if both teams run their best race, they've probably got us. We acknowledge that. We see that. But there's still a long season to go. And I like where we're trending. I like how we're growing together. I like how we're talking to one another and encouraging one another. We're not conceding anything November 1st yet.
And then on the girls' side, from a team standpoint, not that everything's been written, but clearly a trajectory towards championship, but still some work to do. And the fun part, as you mentioned, it's not just the fact that obviously, Marissa and Elsie are having these incredible seasons. Everybody else is having these huge PRs, and you've got 9 girls now that have broken 20 minutes already. You've got several other JV runners that are approaching times that 5 years ago would have made them varsity, 3, 4, 5 runners. The depth is incredible on the girls' side. Girls like Mara Skibout, who 2 years ago was running 27-minute 5Ks, is now top 15 in medaling in races. It's just remarkable, the girls' program. What, 3 years ago, didn't make it to state, and now here you are, an overwhelming favorite not only to win state, but maybe be the best team in the entire state.
Yeah, just be fair to Mara. That 27-minute 5K was probably her worst race that year. She did run faster races, so I don't want to make it sound like she was...
That wasn't consistent, but
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But Ruth. Ruth Dunham broke 19 last night for the first time. She is showing, we were kind of expecting a breakout. I think she's been expecting it for some time now. I've certainly seen plenty of signs at practice that was going to happen. So absolutely. Lizzie Vandervoort and Carly Altwine just really starting to learn what they can do. I don't think they don't think they're great because they're not our top two. And so they think they're just kind of these average varsity runners. But I think the thing that kind of really stood out at our home meet, particularly, as we go 1 through 7, which was just extraordinary when we were running against 2 top 8 teams who have trophy aspirations, quite frankly. Gilbert and ADM are good teams. To put 7 in front of their first runners was astounding. But if we had taken those 7 out of the race and scored our 8 through 12, we still would have won that meet. I mean, the JV runners, the girls that are running JV, quote unquote, are varsity runners. I mean, they're incredible. Lizzie Newman ran 20:20 at our home course, then 19:45 at Iowa State. I mean, she's running extremely strong after a great soccer and track season. And it's just going to be this incredible battle between, we got 9 girls right now under 20, and Bryn Paulson's not far off. So the battle for those final 7 spots to run at state, we're looking for that way to celebrate and acknowledge how good we could be with any of them. I mean, and what we could do with any of them. So I hope the girls are feeling the love from each other. I hope that they see how valuable every single one of them is. But as you say, we'd like an opportunity maybe not to just show that we're the best team in 3A, but can we challenge the best teams in 4A? Can we run with Pleasant Valley? Can we run with Johnston? Can we run with Ankeny Centennial? I'd say those are probably the 3 best 4A teams right now from my perspective, and it would be interesting to find out, not make it theoretical, but make it a reality, see what we can do.
Here, Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country teams. You'll have the chance to see at least two of those as we're talking, possibly a third. Was an announcement that you made publicly on social media that you will be adding the Iowa City West or Iowa City High Invitational, excuse me, on the same week as Williamsburg. And I think we'll have a chance to talk Coach's Corner about that. So let's just focus on the Heartland Invitational then coming up. Another really great field of teams that are going to be coming here. It's traditionally been a really difficult race. You get some from the Midwest, a really good mix back at the Central Course, so a chance to see two-week improvement as well.
Yeah, that's an important thing that we're talking about right now. Those numbers we ran at Iowa State, again, are going to be a little overblown because of it. The course was probably a little short. What makes that course so tremendously fast are just the long, long straightaways. I mean, there's a half mile where you don't have to make a turn at Iowa State. That's not Central Course. Again, I love the Central Course. I think it's a true cross-country course. I love it to death, but there's turns everywhere, and your momentum is going to get stalled every once in a while with that. So, you know, on the girls' side, we I don't know exactly what teams are coming with the central, with the rollback in the Iowa schedule that did not roll back the GRIAC invitation in Minnesota. I don't know that we're going to see as many of the northern teams come down to the Heartland Classic that we would have traditionally seen. So on the girls' side, I hope Millard West is back from Kansas, I believe, or is that Nebraska? Top of my head, I'm going
not from now. Iowa.
Yeah, not from Iowa. So again, I hope they're back because they won last year, and I think, you know, we can run extremely well with them. But we don't know exactly. You know, we know Waukee Northwest, and we know Waukee are coming. So those are quality 4A teams. They'll give us some good comparisons to how we can do there. On the boys' side, one of the exciting things that's going on, of course, is that Fremont, Nebraska is coming, and Juan Gonzalez is one of the best runners in the country. He won the race last year. DieStat currently has him number 7. I think he's actually currently run the fastest 5K time in the nation as far as one being recorded. We know there are other runners in the nation that could also equal that when they get on the course. But that'll be that's going to be a great race for Kanan to see exactly where he's at. Three Iowa boys were on that DieStat 100 list, and Kanan wasn't one of them. So we kind of like to measure, you know, see how we can race against guys who are on that list, and we've seen the Iowa guys. But to get a chance to race Gonzalez at Fremont, it'll be good. I think there's going to be a good group of Nebraska, Kansas, and I've even maybe a couple of Missouri schools coming. But until I see that field entirely, I'm not exactly sure what it's going to look like. But, you know, the story I tell, and I was reminded of this by one of my graduates from, you know, again, 15 years ago at this point, was when we first started going to the Heartland Classic, we were a small fish in a big pond, and we felt very intimidated. But we wanted to get the challenge. We wanted to see what it was like to run at a different level, and we've had some years where we've competed very well there. I think we've reached the point now where we just feel like we belong. We are part of that field, and we can compete with those teams.
We'll see how it all shakes out. Next time we'll have a chance to catch up will be before Williamsburg and the Heartland Classic. That's head coach Doug Cutler. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. As we talk Pella Cross Country, what a fun ride so far, and it seems like the best coach is yet to come.
Yep, thank you very much.